Last month, France announced that it would return 26 pieces of art to the West African country of Benin. The pieces were looted by French soldiers more than 100 years ago. This isn't just a story about France. It's about European countries and their relationships with African nations that they used to colonize. The World's Halima Gikandi reports.
Alain Godinot is the director of museums in Benin. He grew up in the coastal city of Porto Novo, the capital of the country. Art and culture runs in his family.
And my grandfather was a very famous artist, a singer too, traditional singer. So in my family, my old family, we used to be very linked to tradition.
Benin has a rich cultural history. It's where the kingdom of Dahomey thrived for hundreds of years. The kingdom's art is known for large wooden sculptures, thrones, and elaborate metal swords. But to Godinot, the most important piece of art isn't any of these. It's a small necklace made out of glass beads. It belonged to a fierce female warrior who once defended the kingdom in the late 1800s. Those warriors are often called Amazons.
These Amazons had necklace, a very beautiful necklace, very expensive one. If you look, you go through the materials, it's handmade work. So that means that the women, they are not women fighting like men. They are women fighting like women.
Godinot says the fact that the Amazons wore such expensive jewelry shows how important they were. He first saw the necklace more than 15 years ago, but not in Benin. As far as he knows, there's no artwork from the Amazons on display in the country. Instead, the necklace sits in a case hundreds of miles away in France.
Because it was the first object the French colonial army just have taken. It was the first thing they bring back. They bring it back because they were very surprised to see women.
The necklace is one of countless objects that were taken by France when colonial soldiers waged a war against the kingdom in 1892. That artwork was never returned. Dahomey became an independent country in 1960, and in 1975 it was renamed the People's Republic of Benin. Since independence, Benin, like many African countries, has made multiple efforts to reclaim stolen objects, but with little success. But Godinot is hoping that might change.
Je veux que d'ici 5 ans, les conditions soient réunies.
French President Emmanuel Macron has made this a priority. In 2018, he commissioned a report that shocked the art world. It called for an immediate return of African works of art taken during the colonial era. Some experts reckon that 90% of African art remains outside of Africa. Céline Fremont, who teaches West African art at Yale, says the issue of returning African art goes well beyond France.
What is at stake in the debate is the redefinition of the relationship between African countries and European countries past the moment of decolonization.
European museums and cultural institutions are starting to reevaluate some of the African art in their collections. Macron's call to return African art has brought criticism. Some say it was a political move. Some art experts argue that African countries don't have the proper infrastructure to preserve certain works of art. But when it comes to art restitution, there is a key difference between the U.S. and Europe. Most American museums are private, which means it's up to the museums to decide whether or not to return artwork. In France and other parts of Europe, many museums are public institutions, which means restitution is a decision for the government to make. Asmina Jassani is an American art lawyer based in London.
For example, in France, France's patrimonial code defines, you know, anything in the public museums there as inalienable. And French museums have classified every object that's entered into their inventory as important cultural heritage. So as a result, France will need to pass new legislation allowing for artifacts to be deaccessioned from national collections each time it wants to restitute something.
Godinot, the museum director in Benin, hopes that eventually all works of art looted by French soldiers will be returned to Benin. But he says that the decision to return the 26 objects is an important first step.
So it's very important for people, for youth, to see that in the past, in their history, their ancestors used to do so well. is a part of their identity.
Godinot is involved in the negotiations with France, which are still ongoing. But the original list of 26 pieces didn't include the object that Godinot believes is most important. That's the Amazon necklace, the kind worn by female warriors who fought the French.
These women have been killed for their country. So it is a small object, but full of symbol for me.
Benin has formally requested that France include the necklace. Godinot is still hopeful that it will come back home later this year, just in time for the country to celebrate Benin's 60th anniversary of independence from France. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.